Welcome to the Miracle Ministry of Joshua and Janet Angela Mills. We want to thank you for purchasing this audio CD. We appreciate your financial support as we continue to spread the love and glory of God around the world through the saving power of Jesus Christ. Please consider becoming a monthly ministry partner today. For information about upcoming conferences, the Intensified Glory Institute, other books, DVDs, and music, or if you have a prayer request, we invite you to visit us online at www.joshuamills.com. As we prepare now to go into the message, we invite you to open up your inner man to receive from the three realms of the Spirit, faith, anointing, and glory.
And God wants that we would prosper in every way, amen? That we prosper in spirit, soul, and in body, that we prosper in His Word, and then have the Word begin to prosper in and through us. Everywhere we go, begin seeing the results of the Word coming forth. There was another pastor, he wrote me recently, he said, "We're writing to you to share a remarkable testimony." This was from San Diego, of a remarkable testimony of a woman that was at the Fire and Glory Conference last May. Donna Cole has been believing God for supernatural weight loss most of her life. She is a woman of great faith and has amazing passion for Jesus. When you gave the message, I gave her a prophetic word. She felt a confirmation in her spirit that God was going to do something miraculous. Since that conference, she has lost over 100 pounds. Not only has she lost the weight, but she has also been completely healed of high blood pressure and diabetes. She no longer needs any of her medication. Hallelujah. I love that. And this testimony came in a year later. So this woman is walking in the miracles. You know, a year after the initial impartation, she's still walking in the miracles and experiencing that wonderful miracle realm of God. As I begin to share these testimonies, you know, the impartation's available through the spoken word. The Bible says that God watches over His word to perform it. The testimony is powerful because the Bible says that the testimony of Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. In other words, as I share these testimonies, there's prophetic word. It's a prophetic unction of the Holy Ghost that's being released so that not only will you hear the word, but that you begin to walk in this word also. Hallelujah. And so as I share the word about, you know, the glory manifestation coming upon our brother's face and upon his hands and him experiencing the golden glory of God's presence, there's an impartation tonight for you to receive that visible glory, that tangible glory of God. Hallelujah. As I share about, you know, that pastor that began working miracles and operating in miracles by the power of the Holy Spirit, there's an impartation tonight to hear the word and then begin to do the word and see the manifest demonstration of the Holy Spirit come forth. Hallelujah. As I share the testimony about this weight loss, there's an impartation for supernatural weight loss in this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I want some. Hallelujah. I'll take some. Hallelujah. Anything that God is doing, I'll just grab onto that and just receive it. Hallelujah. That woman was healed of her high blood pressure, healed of the diabetes completely. In other words, there's an impartation to be healed from every disease, every infirmity, every sickness, every bondage of pain that the enemy has tried to put on your body. There is an impartation tonight to walk in, to step into that miracle realm. Hallelujah. There's another couple. You like these? These are good. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's opening something. Hallelujah. There was another couple. They wrote, they said that they had seen us over at our home church, our home church in Rancho Mirage, California. And she said that we were also at the Intensified Glory Institute. She said the prosperity angels that were released during that meeting at Victory Christian Center actually put $300 into our bank account supernaturally. This woman said, "We just found out about it today. We were in the process of waiting for a prepaid credit card and had transferred exactly $300 from savings to checking and had only $20 left in our account. So the prepaid card came, I called to activate it, and our account said that we still had $300 in our account. So we figured they had not withdrawn the money yet, so we went down to the bank and they said that they had already taken out the money on the 4th, exactly the day that we saw you and the day that Joshua prayed for us, the day that the prosperity angels were released." Hallelujah. She also said she had digestive problems. And it was causing her to have several problems in her bodies, but I was healed. And she said, I lost 15 pounds. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we were over in Puerto Rico at the end of February. And the pastor from Puerto Rico, Pastor Tito Caban, he said, we keep receiving testimonies from the meetings like mechanic angels that fixed a flat tire on a lady's car, people receiving money miracles. There's a girl that needed a root canal and received a dental miracle while Joshua was ministering. God is so. God is so absolutely good. Hallelujah. He is so faithful. He is so true. When you begin to hear about the things that he's doing, when you begin to hear about the move of his spirit all over the earth, it just makes you want to praise a little bit more. It just makes you want to worship a little bit more. Hallelujah. He's taking you out of your season and placing you into a new dimension. Because you see, seasons, they come and go. Seasons change. And sometimes in the natural, we see seasons of plenty, and then we'll see seasons of lack. Farmers know about this, about watered seasons and dry seasons. They know about good summers, bad summers. They know about good harvests, bad harvests. They understand about times of drought, where there's drought seasons, or there's seasons where there's too much water and flooding seasons. They understand about this, and then the other seasons, it just seems to be so ideal, so perfect, that everything comes forth the way it's supposed to come forth. And as the believers of Jesus Christ, many times we would say things like this. We'd say, well, I'm not having a good season right now. I'm not going through a good season. Or we say, I feel like I'm in a wilderness season. How many have heard people say wilderness season? You know, I'm in a dry season. I feel like I'm in a drought, spiritual drought. Some of you say I'm in a season of lack or a season of poverty. But the Lord's inviting you out of your season. And the invitation he's giving is not to enter into another season. But he's inviting you out of your season and inviting you into a new dimension. I want to tell you about the dimension of God. Malachi speaks about it. The Lord says, I am the Lord and I change not. Hebrews testifies and declares that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Huh. In other words, the dimension that God abides in, or the dimension that God rules from, is a dimension that is unchanging. It's a dimension that's constant. And it's not a dimension of lack or poverty, famine or drought. It's not a dimension of wilderness encounter or experience. It's not a dimension of sickness, pain, disease, and suffering. But the dimension that God dwells and lives in and ministers from is the dimension of the glory. Oh, yes. It's that dimension of the glory. Where there's healing and wholeness, miracles, signs, and wonders, there's prosperity, provision, blessing, favor, increase on your life. There's revelation, the understanding, the wisdom, the ability, the talents, the giftings, the open doors. And the Lord's inviting you out of your season into a new dimension. And tonight I want to minister to you in regards to this dimension of the glory. And some of the things I might share tonight might stretch you a little bit, or they might stretch you a lot. Some of the things I might minister on tonight may cause you to wonder if I've lost my mind. I want to tell you I have. I read the word, and it says, let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. It says, we have the mind of Christ. So I've let go of my mind, and I've embraced the mind of Christ. And tonight, I invite you to embrace the mind of Christ and embrace the spirit of revelation that will bring the revelation and bring the understanding, the illumination, and the inspiration that comes as we read His word. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for opening up our minds to receive that which you're speaking tonight. Lord, I thank you for opening up our spirits to receive what you're releasing tonight. Lord, I thank you for opening us up to grab hold of the impartation which is tangible and transferable. Lord, that we'd not leave this place the way that we came, but we would leave eternally changed, walking in the new dimension that you prophesied by your Spirit. And the things that you've spoken, Lord, I thank you that they will come to pass because you watch over your word to perform it in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name. Everybody say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to open to Ephesians. Let's go to Ephesians 5 tonight. I'm going to minister to you in regards to this dimension of the glory, this new dimension. It's new because it's so new to us. It's not new to God. It's what he's from. It's who he is. Everything about him is the glory. But in Ephesians 5, verse 15... I'm going to read from the Amplified. This scripture says, look carefully then how you walk, live purposefully and worthily and accurately, not as the unwise and witless, but as wise, sensible, intelligent people, making the very most of the time, buying up each opportunity because the days are evil. The Bible says making the very most of the time. And tonight I'm going to focus on this aspect of time, and I'm going to begin to minister to you in regards to the realm of time, in regards to the realm of the glory. The glory realm is the realm of eternity. It's the realm beyond space and time. In this realm, we begin to receive revelation from heaven, and we begin to experience God releasing miracles that take dominion over time. Somebody say time.
Time.
Time is a created thing, and I want to show this to you in Genesis 1. It speaks about in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and it speaks about the creation of God coming forth. In verse 14 of Genesis 1, it says that God spoke and said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark seasons and days and years." There it is, the seasons. The seasons, the days, and the years. "Let them be lights in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth." And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day, and the lesser light to govern the night. This is speaking about God creating time. He also made the stars. God set them in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate light from darkness. And the Bible says God saw that it was good. He created time for a purpose. He created time for the earthly realm, that there would be seasons, that there would be seasons of sowing, that there would be seasons of harvest, that there be different seasons that come forth in the earthly realm. God created time, but I want to say this, that he's not bound by time. When he created the greater light and the lesser light, when he created the sun and the moon, when he created the planets, the stars, the universe that we exist within, he created time. He began to set time into motion. God is not bound by time. He exists outside of it. God dwells and abides in the realm of the glory, which is the realm of eternity. We used to say this thing all the time. We used to say, "God is good all the time." And then, you know, the church, they would say, "And all the time, God is good." And then we'd reverse it. We'd say, "All the time, God is good. God is good all the time." And that's a wonderful little thing to say, and it blesses many people, puts a smile on your face. But the truth of the matter is that God was good before time, and he'll be good after time. He is good from eternity to eternity. Hallelujah. He exists outside of time. He is not bound by time. He transcends time and exists outside of it. He is the beginning and the end. Revelation 22 verse 13 speaks about that time only exists in the earth for a duration. There's a set time to things. God gave time a beginning point, and he's given it an end point as well. Time only occupies space within the earth's realm. Time does not exist in the heavenlies. God created time as a tool to be used by man. Now it's important to see that God created time and he put things into motion according to time as a tool that he wants man and woman to use. The reason why I want to share that is because so oftentimes we felt as though time is not working for us. We felt as though time is working against us. And we've said things like this, that we're running out of time, or we don't have enough time, or there's no time for that. How many know what I'm talking about? Sometimes the Lord's spoken things to your spirit, given you dreams, given you visions. Sometimes the Lord's spoken a revelation, as I shared last night. And when we respond to what God's spoken, we say, but God, how can I do that? I just don't have the time. How many know he doesn't have the time for it either? He's got all of eternity to allow his purposes, his dreams, his visions to come forth. And as we begin to embrace the realms of God's glory, in order to embrace the glory, we must embrace the Word of God. The Word of God becomes our foundation to understanding the glory realm, to understanding this realm of eternity, to understanding the fact that our impossibilities become possibilities with God, that nothing is impossible for those that believe, and nothing is too difficult for God. As we begin to embrace the Word, believe the Word, speak the Word, walk in the Word, the glory of God comes forth. And as the glory begins to come forth, God begins to usher in that realm of eternity, which is the realm of ease, where suddenly we're no longer restricted by the dimensions of the earthly confinements, but suddenly we're lifted up into a new dimension. Remember, the Bible says that we're in the earth, but we're not a part of its ways. We can walk on the earth, we can walk in seasons, and yet not experience that season ourselves. Brother Glenn was sharing last night that Jesse Duplantis answered and responded to this economic crisis by saying, I just am not going to be a part of it. I don't have time for it. It's not who I am. The Bible tells me that I'm a citizen of heaven, that I come from that realm above, and I can live from that realm above. You see, God is looking for people that will have their heads in the heavens, but their feet on the earth, walking this stuff out. Don't be like the grumbling Israelites. They grumble day and night, complaining. Isn't that amazing? You read about the miracles that God did for them, and they're grumbling. And there's so many people within the church, the body of Christ, God is doing miracles, and you're still grumbling. The Israelites said it like this. They said, well, God, your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. So your ways are higher than our ways. God, your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Your ways are higher than... They walked around grumbling. Well, God's thoughts are bigger. God's ways are bigger. And some of us in the church, we walked around that way. We said, well, God, nothing happens right for me. Everything goes wrong in my life. Nothing ever turns out right because your thoughts are higher than my thoughts. Your ways are bigger than I can't do anything. Look at me, puny little me, small little me, tiny little me, grumbling, complaining. But Jesus taught us this in the New Testament. He taught us that the reason why he had 100% success in his miracle ministry was because he only did... Come on, you're getting it tonight. He only did what he heard the Father speaking. He only did what he saw the Father doing, and then he only spoke what he heard the Father speaking. And you see, this is the key right here, because Jesus was setting a precedent for us. And instead of being those that walk around saying, well, God, your thoughts are higher than my thoughts, so your ways are going to be bigger than my ways, God says, no, I want my thoughts to become your thoughts. I want you to think like me so that you can act like me. I want you to go and do what I'm showing you to do. I want you to move in the way that I'm showing you to move. I want you to begin speaking my words, my declarations, my words of life, my words of truth. And as you begin to speak them, suddenly my ways are going to become your ways. You see, God's looking for us to live out of the glory dimension and begin to express it in the earthly realm. God's looking for us to live from that heavenly dimension. The Bible says that we've been seated with Christ. It's not something that's just to come, but the Bible says that we've already been spiritually positioned in that place of sitting with Christ in the heavenly places. And so if we live from that dimension of the glory, suddenly we're no longer restricted by the seasons of the earth. Oh my God. But we begin to cross over into living from a new dimension. We begin living from another realm altogether. Hallelujah. We begin living from the glory realm, from that realm of heavenly understanding, from that realm of heavenly revelation. And as we begin moving according to the revelation of heaven, the manifestation of it begins to appear on the earth. In other words, you can be living in the middle of what the earth is calling an economic crisis season, and you can be living in divine supernatural prosperity and provision. Some of you believe it tonight. You see, in the natural, the earth can get afraid of all these kinds of sicknesses and illnesses and disease. I remember that swine flu came through. Swine flu. I mean, they named it right. It's for the pigs. That's what it's. I don't have time for a swine flu, a bird flu. I don't have time for the who's who of the sickness zoo. You know, I don't have time for it. I live from another dimension. And so the earth can be declaring this season, saying it's a season of sickness, but I've just chosen to live from another dimension. And tonight I want to minister to you in regards to living from that glory dimension where you have dominion over time. Hallelujah. Yeah. I wonder if you're ready for this. Some of you are ready, and some of you are looking at me with your eyes crossed, wondering what is going on. What am I talking about? Psalm 8, let's look there, verse 3. It's about time you got out of your time limits into the realm of the glory where there are no limitations in the Spirit. The Word of God says where the Spirit of the Lord is Lord, there is freedom and there is liberty. There are no restraints of time that are holding you down. There's no time bondages that are upon you, but suddenly it is the realm of eternity that allows your spirit to soar, that allows your ability to rise up, that allows the talents, the giftings that God has put on the inside of you to begin to flourish, because they're no longer restricted to the limitations of man, but suddenly they begin to grow and they begin to manifest in plenty, because of the glory of God. David was speaking in Psalm 8, verse 3. And when he said, when I look at the night sky and see the work of your fingers, O God, the moon and the stars that you set in place, what are mere mortals that you should think about them, human beings that you should care for them? And David said this, yet you made them only a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and with honor. And then David said this, you gave them charge of everything that you made. Now remember, we read in Genesis 1 verse 14 that God had made the sun and the moon, the stars. God made them all, and when he made them, he set day and night into motion. He set time into motion. David said, you gave them, speaking of you and I, speaking about human beings, he said, you gave them charge of everything you made, putting all things under their authority or under their dominion. God desires to give you dominion. The Bible speaks about Jesus saying, I have given you all power. I have given you all authority over the works of the enemy. But we must understand, not only is God giving us authority over the works of the enemy, God has given us dominion over his works. God has given us dominion over his creation, including the creation of time. And I'm going to take you here. And first of all, I want to take you into this realm where God gives us dominion over time to such a degree that in the glory we can begin to experience time reversal and time renewal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Open up the Word of God with me to 2 Kings. Let's go there. We're going to find it in the Word. If you can have it in the Word, then you can have it every day of your life. You can just take it and have it. If you want it, just have it. Just take it. Say, it's mine. It's mine, and I'm not letting go. Hezekiah turned his face. He turned. Some of us, we just need to turn away from the stuff we've been doing and just... There was a prophetic word last night. Get out of the old and into the new. It's time to let go of old traditions and old rituals and old ways of doing stuff. Amen. My God. I'm getting drunk in the Holy Ghost tonight. Somebody once told me something that made so much sense, it was silly. They said, it's a form of insanity to continue doing the same old thing and expect a different result. In order to get something you've not seen before, you're going to have to do something you've never done before. And there's an invitation from the Spirit of God tonight because he's wanting to release the new. Oh, he's wanting to release the fresh bread, the fresh manna from heaven. Oh, he wants to release the miracles, the signs, and the wonders. A new move of God in this place. Oh, you must get out of the old and step into the new. Cross over out of your season into a new dimension. A new dimension. A new dimension. A dimension where you begin to do something you've never done before, to get something you never had before. A dimension where the Spirit of glory begins to direct your footsteps, begins to direct your understanding. The dimension where God begins speaking his creative ideas, and you simply stand up and say, God, I'm gonna do it your way. and not my way any longer. For your way brings success, and your way brings prosperity. Your way, O Lord, brings forth the works of your hands. There's revelation beginning to burst on the inside of you tonight. Some of you need to let it out. You've got the revelation just beginning to stir on the inside of you. You got a praise that's about to come out. Some of you feel like you ought to shout and you ought to magnify God again. You just got to lift up Jesus, because there's something that Jesus is doing on the inside that can't stay on the inside any longer. But you got to let it out. It's got to get out. Oh, there's a praise and there's a worship that's beginning to stir up on the inside. Some of you got to dance. You got to let out. Some of you got to run that you got to let out. Some of you got to jump that you got to let out. Some of you have a twirl that you got to let out. Some of you have a little bit of a shake you got to let out, because there's something new that God is doing in this place, and he's doing it inside of you. Oh, he's bringing forth the newness of his glory realm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. My God. Oh, Jesus. 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 Oh, Lord, we glorify you. We magnify you. Lord, we're being lifted up into realms of your glory. We're being lifted up into dimensions of your truth. Revelation from the throne of heaven. My God. Sit down. Some of you just can't sit down. You just can't. Prophetically stepping out of the old and you're stepping into the new. You're stepping out of the old and you're stepping into the new. You're stepping out of it. You're breaking out of your box. You're breaking out of the limitations of man. You're breaking out of earthly confinement, and you're stepping into that limitless realm of the glory, that new dimension. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. in this place, just lift up your hands right now. Just lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Just stand and lift up your hands right now all over this place. Just stand and lift up your hands. Just lift up your hands into the glory. The realm of God's glory comes right now. He's literally moving you out of the old and into the new. He's taking you up into a new place of understanding, a new place of revelation, a new place of divine supernatural wisdom. God's lifting you up into a new place where His voice can be heard, that He can begin to release the fullness of what He desires to do in and through you in your life. It's the realm of eternity that overrides the realm of the natural. It's the realm of the divine supernatural. It's the realm of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, right now I thank you for imparting eternity in a new way on the inside of us, opening it up in a new way, causing that realm of your ever-increasing blessing, that realm of ever-increasing abundance, that realm of ever-increasing life and life more abundantly to come forth in our life in Jesus' mighty name. Even right now, Lord, I thank you for divine supernatural time reversal. Lord, I thank you for divine supernatural time renewal. Lord, that in the realm of the glory, there is no limitation to what you can do, what you cannot do. Lord, I thank you that you're even causing youthfulness to come once again to our bodies. Lord, I thank you for divine supernatural strength and empowerment that's released in the midst of the glory. Lord, I thank you that you said that your word would be like strength to our bones, that it would be healing to our entire body. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, I thank you that you are releasing divine supernatural time reversal and time renewal in Jesus' name. Several years ago, I was ministering in the south of France. There may be several people that are here tonight that were there in those meetings. But I was down in Montélimar, France. And as I was ministering, the Lord gave me a word of knowledge, said, speak this out. And he said, I'm removing wrinkles from people's bodies, or I'm removing wrinkles. And the way that I spoke it forth was like this. I said, God is removing wrinkles from people's faces. And there was a woman, a Canadian lady, that was over on this side of the sanctuary. And she yelled out, she said, the wrinkles I've got aren't on my face. And the Lord used that as a gentle rebuke to me. Because the way that the Lord had spoken it was, I'm removing wrinkles. And I added, in the interpretation, I added, on people's faces. Because it's the way I understood things. But the Lord began showing me to say things exactly the way that He says them. Because oftentimes, if we try to bring it into our understanding, we'll limit what God can do. And so this is why God's wanting to lift us up into the realm of the eternal, where there's no limitations to how He can move. And I believe even tonight in this place that God is removing wrinkles. God is removing wrinkles. Supernatural, removing wrinkles from bodies, removing wrinkles from faces, removing wrinkles from arms, from legs, from feet, from hands. I believe that there's age spots that are being removed right now in the realm of the glory. I believe there's scarring that's being removed. Tissue that's been scarred on the body is being removed supernaturally. We were in meetings last year in Hong Kong, and there was a woman there in those meetings. She had been had ritualistic scarring done to her in Sri Lanka as a young child. I don't know whether she was a baby or a toddler or whatever, but she had ritualistic scarring done to her back and had been on her back all of her life. And this young lady, she came to the meetings, and as God began to release this realm, not only did wrinkles be removed, and not only were age spots being removed, but scarring was removed from her body. Years of scarring on her back that would never go away was divinely, supernaturally removed from her back. And I believe that God is doing the same even in this place tonight. We've seen tattoos supernaturally removed in the realm of the glory. I believe God can take away your tattoos if you don't want your tattoos. God can wipe the slate clean. Hallelujah. And people always ask me about this. They say, well, Brother Joshua, where is this in the Bible? You know, God removing wrinkles, God removing spots, age spots from people's body. The Bible says he's coming back for church without spot and wrinkle. Hallelujah. You can take that any way you want to take it. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, I thank you for removing wrinkles in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I thank you for removing spots, age spots. Lord, I thank you for removing scars from people's bodies. Lord, I thank you for tissue that has been damaged being completely restored. Tissue that has been burned being restored in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I thank you for removing that which the enemy has tried to put as a blemish even upon our skin. Lord, I thank you for that supernatural renewal, reversal of time and time renewal in the realm of the glory, releasing the realms of eternity in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you got it, you can go back to your seat. You can claim it all the way back. Say, I got it. It's mine. I'm not letting go. God's working a miracle inside of me. Wrinkles coming off my face. Wrinkles coming up. You know, what you got to do now is you got to go home and look in a mirror. Or you can pull out your mirror in your purse. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here in 2 Kings 20, verse 2. Are we still there? It's in verse 2. It says, Hezekiah turned his face and he prayed to the Lord. And Hezekiah said, remember, O Lord, how I have walked before you faithfully and with wholehearted devotion and have done what is good in your eyes. And Hezekiah wept bitterly, or his tears were great. He was praying and he was bringing his tears before the Lord. And it says in verse 4, before Isaiah had left the middle court, the word of the Lord came to him and said, go back and tell Hezekiah, the leader of my people, this is what the Lord, the God of your father David, says. I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will heal you on the third day. That's the day of the glory right there. On the third day from now, you will go up to the temple of the Lord. I will add 15 years to your life. The Bible says, I will add 15 years to your life, and I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria. Then it says, I will defend this city for my sake and for the sake of my servant David. Then Isaiah said, prepare a poultice, or an ointment of figs. They did so and applied it to the boil, and he recovered. And Hezekiah had asked Isaiah, what will be the sign that the Lord will heal me and that I will go up to the temple of the Lord on the third day from now? And Isaiah, the prophet of God, answered, this is the Lord's sign to you, that the Lord will do what he has promised. Shall the shadow go forward 10 steps, or shall it go back 10 steps? And Hezekiah said, it's a simple matter for the shadow to go forward 10 steps. Rather have it go back 10 steps. This is talking about time reversal. This is talking about time going back. Several years ago, Janet, Angela, and I, the Lord began speaking to us, giving us a revelation. Sometimes you have to go back to go forward. Yes. We've been asking the Lord, Lord, why does it feel like we keep on going in circles? It seems like we keep on going to the same place we've been before. It feels like we keep on going round and round and round. We keep on going back, but we're going forward. We're not turning around. We're not turned in the wrong direction. We're not looking backwards, we're going forward, but it seems like we keep on going back, but we're going forward. And the Lord said, you need to go back to go forward. And some of you have felt as though you've been in this situation where you've just been going around and around and around, and you've said, I've been around this mountain before. Honey, we've done this before. Haven't we seen this before? Haven't we experienced this before? But I tell you, as you begin to go around and around, I believe it's just like David, when he was about to face the biggest giant he had ever seen in his life, when he was pushed out into a battle that in the natural he could not win. He went out and he took a little tiny stone and he put it in his slingshot. And I want to tell you, that sling, it went around and around and around and around and around and around. And every time it went around, it got a little bit faster. It grew in momentum, hallelujah. And it went around, 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 until the appointed time, when the time was right, and that stone shot out of the sling and straight at the giant's head, and it hit the target correctly, precisely. It hit the mark exactly, and it caused that giant to come tumbling down. And I want to prophesy over you tonight that some of you have been going around, but you're going back to go forward. You've been going around and around and around, but the Lord is about to shoot you forth and send you forth. And as the Lord releases you in this day and in this hour, you're going forth to take down every giant that the enemy has put in your way, every obstacle, every circumstance that the enemy has put in front of you is about to be defeated in your life. Come on, praise the Lord. You're going back to go forward. You're going back to go forward, but you're about to go places you've never been before. You're about to go into territory you've never experienced before. You're about to hit levels of glory that you have never seen before. Hezekiah said, have the shadow go back 10 steps. Have time reversed. In verse 11, the prophet Isaiah called upon the Lord, and the Lord made the shadow go back the 10 steps it had gone down on the stairway of Ahaz. And this is a biblical precedent that time can work in your favor. The Lord can reverse time. The Lord can give you renewal of time. Hallelujah. We read about Methuselah in the Word of God, and we read that he was 969 years old. That is old, if I've ever heard of old. That is an old folk right there. They don't even have homes for these kind of people here. 969 years old. Methuselah was the son of Enoch. The grandfather of Noah. And then the Lord tells us this, that God's servant Moses, in the Word it says that God's servant Moses stayed youthful to the age of 120 years old. His servant Moses stayed youthful until 120 years old. He had favor with time. Time was renewed, working for him. He had prosperity in time. How many believe God for prosperity in your time? I believe as you begin to catch this revelation, you're going to begin seeing favor with your time, prosperity in your time. Hallelujah. Moses had favor with time. The Bible says that Moses was God's servant. The Bible says this, that God takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. God takes pleasure in your prosperity. God wants to give you prosperity in your time. The Bible speaks about having prosperity in time. It says that those that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. There should be prosperity in time. There's youthfulness that comes. The Bible says in the Psalms, it says that you will stay young and green, that the righteous will flourish just like palm trees, like the cedar of Lebanon. Will stay fresh and green, will stay fresh, will still be bearing fruit. It says it will be declaring that the Lord is good, that he is upright, that there is no unrighteousness, there is no wickedness in him. There is nothing but goodness in the realm of God. Hallelujah. So God wants to give you prosperity in the realm of time. I read something recently. This was from Gloria Copeland. It was in the Believer's Voice of Victory. It was called The Fountain of Youth. And Gloria sharing in Hebrews 4:12, she says, it tells us that the word affects us as born again believers in a real and dynamic way. It is life to us, just as it was to the people in Moses' day, because now, just as then, the word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. This is the New King James Version, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The Amplified Bible says the word that God speaks is alive and it's full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life, soul, and the immortal spirit, and of joints and marrow, of the deepest parts of our nature, exposing and sifting and analyzing and judging the very thoughts and purposes of the heart. The word of God is full of living power. This is the New Living Translation. It is sharper than the sharpest knife, cutting deep into our innermost thoughts and desires. It exposes us for what we really are. The Bible says this, that God has planted eternity in the hearts of every single man, every single woman. The word of God cuts in and it begins to expose us for who we are. The word of God will bring forth that realm of eternity in our life. The word of God will bring forth the glory of God in our life. Gloria shares, she says, it's not surprising that I can sometimes sense the word affecting my physical body, because according to that verse, the word impacts more than our souls and our spirits. It penetrates all through our cells and our organs to the innermost part of our bones. It reaches all the way to our marrow, a place where our blood is made. Now that may sound far out, but other scriptures confirm it. Proverbs 3, for instance, says this, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments for length of days. I like that. Length of days. God will lengthen your day. That is favor with time right there. Length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. That whole thing of listening to what God's saying, watching to see what God's doing. And then he begins to direct our paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil, for it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Gloria says, look again at that last verse. It says, God's word will be health to your belly button, to your navel, and marrow to your bones. Or as another translation puts it, health to your nerves and your sinews and marrow, and moistening to your bones. God's word literally gets inside you when you receive it in faith. In a very real way, it effectually worketh also in you that believe. That's 1 Thessalonians 2:13. By touching not just your spirit and soul, but your body as well. To those who will believe and obey it, the word becomes a veritable fountain of youth. God wants his word to come forth that brings forth the glory realm, that realm of eternity. How many know we can have the fountain of youth? Hallelujah. The glory realm is the ageless realm. It is the timeless realm. It is the realm that never expires. It is the realm that never goes bad. Hallelujah. It is a realm where every good and perfect gift comes from above. It comes from the Father of lights. Hallelujah. It comes from the life of God releasing his good and perfect gifts. The Bible says that he will give those gifts to those that seek him, those that search after him, those that knock, the door will be open. If you seek, you're going to find it. Hallelujah. Many people have been looking for this fountain of youth, and I tell you, you got it. If you got Jesus in your life, you've got it. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ will take you places that nobody else can take you. Jesus Christ will do things in your life that nobody else can do for you. Jesus Christ has given you favor with time. Hallelujah. Favor with time. Somebody say favor with time.
Favor with time.
Joshua understood this favor with time. Can we go here tonight? Joshua 10. Joshua 10. Joshua understood this favor with time. Hallelujah. More and more I want to know it. I want to seek out these things of God. I don't just want them to be somebody else's experience. I want to dig in and grab this thing from the Word. Say, God, if Joshua could have it, Joshua can have it. Hallelujah. Joshua 10, verse 12, speaks about when Joshua was in that place of war, in that place of battle, and needing some favor. It says in verse 12, on the day the Lord gave the Amorites over to Israel, Joshua had said to the Lord in the presence of Israel, O sun, stand still over Gibeon. O moon, over the valley of Ajalon. So the sun stood still, and the moon stopped till the nation avenged itself on its enemies. This is talking about God giving extra daylight, extra sunshine, so that God could have His way with His people. Hallelujah. It says, as it's written in this book, the sun stopped in the middle of the sky and delayed going down about a full day. This is favor with time. How many believe that you have the favor of God on your life? I believe because of the grace of God, you got favor all over your life. You just got favor smeared on every side of who you are. Favor will do things for you that if you don't have favor, you can't have. Hallelujah. Jesus in your life, Jesus Christ being Savior of your life, bringing His favor in your life, will cause things to happen in your life that don't happen in the lives of others around you that are unbelievers. God can give you favor with time. When everybody else is saying, I don't have enough time, God can give you the time that you need, because you can just live out of that realm of eternity, out of that glory realm. Hallelujah. About a month and a half ago, we had just come home from four nations. We'd been ministering in four different nations. We got home. We had 3 days before we're going to Australia. We're going on a five-city tour. We're ministering in five cities. We ended up actually going to six cities. But we had 3 days in between four nations and a six-city tour of Australia, a month-long tour. And we had things that had to be done. I had a book that needed to be completed. And then I also had to write two more books. I was working on two manuals for the School of Signs and Wonders, Course 2, and then the Advanced School of Miracles. And I had to do all this within a period of 3 days. And that along with, you know, of course, you have to unpack and then pack again and get your mind in the place of figuring out what needs to be done before you get home. You know, leaving May and not getting home till July is kind of crazy sometimes. But we had to figure all that out, and so we're all doing it. And we just prayed. We said, God, you need to give us favor with time. We need favor with time. If ever there was a time to have favor with time, now's the time. And we prayed to the Lord, and you know what God did? God gave me favor with time. I got that book sent away, and it went off to the publishers, and went into that process. And then I was able to write an entire a course manual over those 3 days, got all the business stuff fixed up and finished up and everything set into motion. We went from there into Phoenix, Arizona, where we ministered a day and a half, got on the plane and stepped off the plane and ministered in Brisbane, Australia, and then continued to minister around that nation. But God is so good, amen? And I want to tell you, He's not good all the time. He's good forever and ever. He is good from eternity to eternity. Hallelujah. His mercies are everlasting. They are new every morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I just have a sensing in my spirit tonight, as God's given us that invitation to rise up to new levels, as God's given that invitation to enter into a new dimension, that there is favor that's coming for you in regards to the time realm. That there's reversal and renewal, supernatural, that's coming into your life. Some of you are going to see the curse reverse that the enemy has meant for harm.
You are crossing over and you are coming out of your season and you're entering into a new dimension. God is taking you out of your season and he's causing you to enter into a new dimension. God is taking you out of your season and he's causing you to enter into a new dimension. Oh yes, it's a new dimension, a new dimension, a new dimension, a new dimension. It's the dimension of the heavenlies. It's the dimension of the glory realm. It's a dimension of divine supernatural health and wholeness. It's a dimension of divine supernatural prosperity and abundance and provision. It's a dimension where there is no fighting and there is no disunity, but in the realm of the glory, God is bringing forth a supernatural harmony and a supernatural flowing together. Oh yes, God is bringing forth his purposes in the earth as you yield to that new dimension of the glory. Hallelujah, as you yield to that new dimension that he's releasing even right now. Just lift up your hands. Just lift up your hands. Let the glory come forth. Just lift up your hands and let the glory just begin to sweep over you. Let the glory come right now. The ease of the glory. The ease of the glory. For some of you, it's been such a struggle. And for some of you, it's been so painful because it's been like pushing. And it's been like plowing. And it's been like tugging and pulling. And it's felt as though it has been such a burden, an overwhelming burden and struggle. But the Lord says this: lay down your burdens, cast your burdens, your cares upon me. He says he cares for you. His burden, it is light, it is life. That God wants to release a supernatural ease of his glory, this new dimension upon you even right now. Right now, in Jesus' mighty name, every area the enemy's tried to bring struggle, the ease of the glory comes right now. The ease of God's glory comes right now. The ease comes right now. The ease comes right now. The ease comes right now. Those of you that need dental miracles right now, I want you to put your hands on your mouth. Just put your hands wherever you need the miracle. And the power of God is flowing right now. This new dimension, this new dimension, this new dimension. Lord, I thank you for bringing forth dental miracles. Lord, I thank you for bringing forth the miraculous in mouths. Lord, I thank you for bringing forth the miraculous in teeth. Lord, I thank you for repositioning teeth and taking out the bad ones, putting in good ones. Lord, I thank you for straightening teeth. And I thank you for divine supernatural root canals. Lord, I thank you for heavenly fillings, divine supernatural miraculous gold and silver and diamond fillings. Lord, I thank you for filling mouths with your miracle working power. Ha. You said, open up your mouth and I will fill it. Lord, we thank you that you're giving us a new song and you're giving us a sound of victory. But Lord, we also thank you that you're filling our mouths with the divine, miraculous healing power of your spirit. Miracles coming forth, beginning to manifest right now. In Jesus' mighty name, I command every pain to go. Every pain, every symptom of pain, every dis-ease to go in the name of Jesus. And for the ease of your glory to come forth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You are the great physician. Lord, you are the dentist of dentists. We worship you. We honor you. We glorify you. In Jesus' mighty name. Right now, the Lord is just healing backs all over this place. Upper back and lower back pains just beginning to go. Right now in the realm of the glory, I see God beginning to reposition hips. There's even somebody had hip surgery recently. And the Lord's just going to give you the full deal because they didn't do it all correctly. They didn't do it completely right. But God knows how to do it exactly right.
And right now, just that divine supernatural flow of the Spirit coming right now, realigning spines and fixing hip problems in Jesus. Mighty name, I thank you for your glory that's coming forth. Hallelujah. 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 Fibromyalgia being healed right now in the midst of the glory. Every pain goes. Every pain goes. Every spirit of trauma goes in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Ghost. If you need that miracle, you just pull it down right now and you got it. Hallelujah. You just get it in the glory. You just take it in the glory. Whatever you may need tonight, you just receive your miracle in the realm of the glory. God's opening up eyes in the spirit, but God's also opening up eyes in the natural. Right now, God's removing floaters from eyes. Spots are being removed. Cataracts are being removed. In Jesus' mighty name, eyes are being opened to see 2020 vision being released in the atmosphere of heaven, being released in this atmosphere of the glory realm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.